Hello, my geeks and my freaks. How are we doing today? Now, today I'm going to be doing something a little different than normal. I was planning on talking about Anakin Skywalker today, but I didn't get to finish my script and I really need my credit hours. So what I'm going to do instead, well, let me first tell you about what I'm doing with the Anakin Skywalker. So I want to do maybe in parts, maybe another thing, I don't know. But I am going to talk about all of the Skywalkers. And so hopefully on Friday I will have my script ready and be able to talk about Anakin and hopefully Leia. Anakin and Padme, and then I'll talk about Luke and Leia on Monday-ish. But yeah, that's the plan I have. But for today, I just wanted to talk. So today I'm just going to do a little switcheroo and talk about something besides Star Wars today. We're actually going to talk about The Maze Runner, one of my all-time favorite books on Earth. I first read Maze Runner when I was like 13-ish, and I fell in love. So if you've ever read The Maze Runner by James Dashner, here is the premises, pretty much. It is a story about a group of boys that are stuck in this maze, and they are put there by some evil mad scientists trying to use them to cure the zombie virus that is known as the Flare. And a lot of them are immune to the Flare. They don't know why, and that's why they're there, to figure it out. And kind of like, what do you call it? Survival of the fittest. That's what you call it. Kind of like a survival of the fittest type of dealio. So I'm going to introduce you to some of the main characters, which would be, the main character is Thomas. And Thomas is the main character of, like, all the main characters. He's apparently tall, dark-haired, good at running. And then, of course, you have Teresa, who comes in later. She is the only girl to be introduced into the Glade, which is what they call their little, like, home area. And Teresa is... Ooh, how do I describe Teresa without using a bad word? Teresa's not good. I don't like Teresa. Teresa was never my favorite. Beyond Teresa and Thomas, we have the other gladers. You have Newt, who is the keeper of the garden. You have Winston, who is the keeper of the slicers. You have Frypan, who is keeper of the cookers. You have Galley, who's keeper of the builders. You have Zart, who is keeper of something another. And you have, Minho, who is the keeper of the runners. Now, all these words may sound a little iffy to you. I think Newt's second in command and Zart's keeper of the gardeners. All of these kids have been there from a range of 2 years to just a month. The first person, according to the movies, the first person to be alone, to come to the Glade was Albie. He was there alone for a month before the next boy arrived. Now, we don't talk about the movies. The movies are a disgrace. Actually, you know what? I'll talk about the movies later and what I disliked about them. But anyway, The Maze Runner, you have Thomas who arrives and he just upsets the whole balance of everything. And then Teresa comes along and... Lord have mercy, you would think a tornado done hit the Glade. But anyway, beyond that, they just cause trouble. And Galley does not like Thomas for some reason. I know I personally really dislike the movies. Like, really dislike them. Because, I mean, they took away so much of what made the Maze Runner in the books. Like when the Grievers are coming through the wall and, like, it wasn't just a one-night thing for the gladers. It was a multiple-night thing. And, like, yeah, it happened on more than one occasion. It happened, like, a couple of nights in a row before they were able to figure it out. And when they did, it wasn't because of something in the Griever's leg. It was because of, they figured it out because they found out where it was coming from, and it wasn't a little thing in the wall that anyone could have seen. No, it was a hole, an invisible hole in the sky? Like, what? Also, Chuck's death. Poor sweet Chuck. God, that made me cry. Now, they kept the fact that Gallie killed him, but it was how he died that changed it. And, like, I don't know, the way Chuck dies in the book is so much more impactful somehow than how he dies in the movie. Because in the book, spoiler warning, he is stabbed, but in the movie, he is shot. And, like, he's stabbed in the book because he, like, both times it's protecting Thomas. But, like, in the book, it's because Gallie had, like, taken out a knife after he, like, jerked away from the others and then thrown the knife at Thomas, and Chuck, being the amazing young boy he is, dives in front of it and gets capped in the heart. And somehow that is way more impactful to me than Chuck's death in the movie, where he's just shot. Somehow the knife just seems much more personal, you know? And it's much more raw, and, like, you can feel it more. Another thing that they took out in the movie rather than put in the, from the books that they didn't put in the movie is the weird, like, they still had the, like, wicked place, but, like, it was weirder, you know? They had them in, like, a room with, like, a flat screen, and they all got tattooed. Oh, yeah, they all got tattooed. They all had a number and, like, a designation. For Newt, it was A6, I believe, and he was called the glue. He's the thing that kept everybody together. And we see that. Newt's the, like, strong point for everyone. Oh, my poor sweet Newt. I want to talk about Newt for a little while. Newt has been, besides Albie, Newt's been there a while. And for a while, while he was there, he was a runner. So he went out into the maze and he ran. And now you might be thinking to yourself, Caroline, that's not that bad. What happened? Well, Newt fell into a depressive episode. And one day, while he was in the maze, he climbed the wall and he jumped. Yeah, he tried to kill himself. And while it was common, he survived. He survived with just a broken leg, which resulted in him having a permanent limp. Outside of this, when we find out more about his backstory during the Fever Code, it just, this poor boy. In the Fever Code, we find out that he has a sister who was also put in a maze trial, but for girls. Her name was, I think she was Sasha in the Maze Runner, in the Death Cure, which he eventually finds, but they don't recognize each other because their memories have been wiped. But he did everything in his power to make sure he never forgot her until he was forced to forget her. And in the death cure, this poor boy's, because he's only, like, 16. This poor boy's, like, it keeps getting worse. It is revealed by Ava, I believe, or Jensen, can't remember which, that, some of the test subjects weren't immune to the flare. You will never guess who was part of that group. That's right. Newt wasn't. Everyone else was. More or less everyone else was. And during the death cure, we unfortunately get to see this poor lively boy that we've gotten to know and love slowly lose himself. Which, honestly, this accumulates to one of the saddest deaths, in my opinion, in the whole series. After Thomas and the others left to go do something, they left Newt on the plane. And by this point, Newt's pretty far along in his transformation into being a crank. One thing I will never, ever, ever forgive the movie for is how they treated Newt's death. Because they, like, completely changed it. Like, they completely changed the whole dang thing. Like, in the book, it's impactful and it hits you really hard. Because, like, after Thomas goes to find Newt, after he finds the note, Newt and him get into, like, a really massive fight. And they're, like, bickering, and Newt's at his worst, and he looks into his eyes and sees just how much suffering his friend is under. He sees how much pain he has. And as Newt's on top of Thomas with the gun pressed to his head, and he goes, "Please, Tommy, please." Thomas just pulls the trigger because what else can you do? He did the right thing for Newt. He put him out of his misery. But in the movie, it looks like it was more of an accident. Like, he accidentally stabbed him. Or, like, it was just an accident. But it didn't hit as hard because he wasn't on top of him, looking down on him in those big brown eyes and saying, "Please, Tommy, please," at once. But instead, it was over a while. And it just doesn't hit as hard, you know? It was an impactful death because you knew the character and this was something he would do. And yeah, I hate that. I also don't like Teresa's death. Teresa's death in the book was much more impactful. They changed a lot of stuff. And I hate it. It's awful. The movie's bad. Don't watch the movie. But in the movie, they talk, they're, like, bickering, and he went into one of the mazes, which they had started up again, and they're starting to leave. They've gotten everyone, and they're starting to leave, and then she just gets crushed. It's funny and cathartic, and I like it. But then in the movie, she lets go of Thomas's hand and falls from the plane. And it's like, that's not as selfless as you want us to think it is. Like, it would have been better if she had just died another way. Because she's an evil B-I-T-C-H who doesn't deserve it. She is awful, and she turns her back on friends, and we're supposed to feel sympathetic for her here? No, in the book, she's much more forgivable. Maybe that's because we can actually hear her thoughts in the book, and we can't in the movie. But yeah, no, there's no redeeming qualities about her in the movie. Maybe that's also just because I have a soft spot for Teresa. Book Teresa, not movie Teresa. Maybe Teresa can go shove it. Anyway, Beyond the Deaths, I love, love, love The Maze Runner. I have no idea why. It's always been one of my favorite movies ever. And I want to talk about Chuck real quick. The kid I talked about earlier when I ranted about his death. Chuck is such an amazing kid. I really like how Dashner really makes you feel for him, you know? He makes you feel... This kid is hopeful, and he's joyful, and he's kind. Even though the world has given him no reason to be these things, and yet he is. And yeah, it's just when he dies, you just feel it. You feel all that childish hope and glee just gone like that. And nothing can ever change that, you know? And it's like you can feel all of the Glader's hope for the future just disappear right in front of them after Chuck died. He's one of the few Gladers who was actually happy. And while he might not have been, like, fully happy, he was still more or less happy. He always was positive. He always kept an optimistic outlook out on life. And when he died, it's just like all the negativity took over. And they had no reason left to live. Oops. Until they did, obviously, but... One thing I did like is the fact that they had something to live for, something to look forward to in the hope of paradise, which they eventually get to, and I'm really sad that Newt didn't get to go, but you know what? You win some, you lose some. And also, don't get me wrong, I love Thomas Brody Sangster, but he's not at all what I imagine Newt to be in the books. Because in the books, he's described as tall, gangly, and with shoulder-length blonde hair, and don't get me wrong, Thomas Brody Sangster is a good-looking guy. But it's the fact that, like, he looks nothing like Newt is described in the books. And everyone else gets a pretty accurate description, or, like, matches the description from what I remember, with Teresa being a pretty face with pale skin and dark hair, and actually I think she had blue eyes in the book. Either way. And then Thomas being dark-haired, stout, and gangly. And Minhal being Asian and stout with thick legs. Because that's... Yeah, because he's a runner, remember? No dirty thoughts around here. Anyway. Yeah, I really dislike a lot of what the movie did to it. It's like they took the core values and they brought that over, but they just ignored everything else about the books. About the stuff that made us love it. Like, they took out so many scenes that would have been amazing to see. Like in the, right before they're about to run into the maze, Newt says, "You have any words of encouragement for us, Albie?" Paraphrase, and he goes, Newt asks if someone...
Hold on.
Or Minhal asks if someone should give a pep talk or something. And Newt replies, "Go ahead." And Minhal goes, "Be careful, don't die." And that's just, like, my absolute favorite thing ever. Actually, you know what? I have so much time to kill, I am just gonna read out these quotes because they good. And then I'm just gonna keep reading out quotes until I hit an hour. How does that sound? "It looked like an experiment gone terribly wrong. Something from a nightmare. Part animal, part machine. The griever rolled away, clicked along the stone pathway. Its body resembled a gigantic slug, sparsely covered in hair and glistening with slime, grotesquely pulsating in and out as it breathed. It had no distinguishable head or tail, but front to end, it was at least 6 feet long and 4 feet thick. Now, if there's anything that the movie did right, it was the fact that they made the Grievers look gross. And, like, pretty accurate to its description, you know? Quote two. And I'm going to put the link to these quotes, so don't sue me. These are James Dashner's words. That is one of the reasons we run. This place all nice and busy, like, you get lazy and you get sad and start giving up. Plain and simple. That was new to Thomas, by the way. Thomas swallowed. He wondered how he could ever go out there. His desire to become a runner had taken a major blow, but he had to do it. Somehow he knew he had to do it. It was such an odd thing to feel, especially after what he'd just seen. Thomas knew he was a smart kid. He somehow felt it in his bones, but nothing about this place made any sense, except for one thing. He was supposed to be a runner. And why did he feel that so strongly? And even now, after seeing what lived in the maze... It was you and me, Tom. We did this to them. To us. This is Teresa to Thomas. I already said that one. Thomas shook his head. No, you don't get it. They're weeding us out, seeing if we'll give up, find the best of us, throwing variables at us, trying to make us quit, testing our ability to hope and fight. Sending Teresa here and shutting everything down was... only the last part. One more final analysis. Now it's time for the last test to escape. That's Thomas, by the way. In the glade, Chuck had become a symbol for him, a beacon that somehow they could make everything right again in the world. Sleep in bed, get kissed goodnight, have bacon and eggs for breakfast, go to a real school and be happy. I'm telling you, Albie sounded like he was begging, near hysterical. We can't go back to where we came from. I've seen it. Remembered awful, awful things. Burning land, a disease. Something called the flare. It was horrible. Way worse than we have it here. Better to die than go home. Just follow me and run like your life depends on it. Because it does. I'm pretty sure that was Minho to Thomas. Thomas rocked back on his heels and then ran his arm across his forehead, wiping away the sweat. And at that moment, in the space of only a few seconds, he learned a lot about himself, about the Thomas he was before. He couldn't leave a friend to die. I didn't do anything wrong. All I know is I saw two people struggling to get inside these walls, and they couldn't make it. To ignore that because of some stupid roles seemed selfish and cowardly and, well, stupid. If you want to throw me in jail for trying to save someone's life, then go ahead. Next time, I promise I'll point at them and laugh and then go eat some of Frypan's dinner. And that was Thomas, and I don't remember what that was about. They needed more clues about the code. They needed memories. So he was gonna go get stung by a griever. Go through the changing... on purpose. Think about it. Our memories are wiped. We lived inside a place that seemed to have no way out, surrounded by bloodthirsty monster guards. Doesn't that sound like prison to you? As he said it out loud, it sounded more and more possible. Nausea trickled into his chest. Too many, Thomas thought. Too many by far. His joy dribbled away, turned into a deep mourning for the 20 people who lost their lives. Despite the alternative, despite knowing that if they hadn't tried to escape, all of them might have died. It still hurt, even though he hadn't known them very well. Such a display of death. How could it be considered a victory? Gonna save us all, gonna save us from the flare. Don't believe a word they tell you. Gonna save us from the flare, you are. After 2 years of being treated like mice, tonight we're making a stand. Tonight we're taking the fight back to the creators, no matter what we have to go through to get there. Tonight, the grievers are gonna be scared. That's new to the rest of them. Are they changed because they want to go back to their old life? Or is it because they're so depressed at realizing their old life was no better than what we have now? The subjects will eventually recall and understand the purpose of the hard things we have done to them and plan to do to them. The mission of Wicked is to serve and preserve humanity, no matter what the cost. We are indeed good. You think we're safe with these people? Minho asked. Thomas pondered the question for a moment. There was only one answer to hold on to. Yeah, I think we're safe. This ain't got nothing to do with no hate or like or love or friends or anything. All we care about is surviving. Drop your sissy side and start using your shuck brain if you got one. That's Albie. I promised him! He screamed, realizing that even as he did so that his voice was laced with something wrong, almost insanity. I promised I'd save him, I'd take him home, I promised him. That's Thomas about Chuck. Listen to me, Green Bean. The boy wrinkled up his face, folded his arms. I've seen you before. Something's fishy about you showing up here, and I'm gonna find out what. That's Galley to Thomas. Before Newt could finish, the girl shot up into a sitting position. As she sucked in a huge breath, her eyes snapped open and she blinked. Then she spoke one sentence, her voice hollow and haunted but clear. Everything is gonna change. That was Teresa. And yet he didn't know where he came from or how he'd gotten inside the dark lift or who his parents were. He didn't even know his last name. Images of people flashed across his mind, but there was no recognition. Their faces were replaced with haunted smears of color. He couldn't think of one person he knew or recall a single conversation. Out there in the maze, Newt whispered, eyes wide as if in a trance. Everything we do, our whole life, Greeny, revolves around the maze. Every loving second of every loving day we spend in honor of the maze, trying to solve something that's not shown us it has a bloody solution, you know? And we want to show you why it's not to be messed with. Show you why them bugging walls close shut every night. Show you why you should never find your butt out there. Oh my god, how could I forget about this one? Kill me if you've ever been my friend. Kill me. Please, Tommy. Please. Great, we're all bloody inspired. Newt. Be careful. Don't die. I know what I'm supposed to do now. It's not just about Minho. It's about all of us. It's about everyone Wicked's ever taken. Everyone they will take. They'll never stop. So I'm gonna stop them. I'm gonna go kill Ava Page. I'm not trying to scare you. You're already scared, all right? I'm scared. But I'd rather risk my life out there than spending the rest of it in here. We don't belong here. Hey, this place isn't our home, but we're put here. We're trapped here. At least out there we have a choice. We can make it out of here. I know that. We stay close. We stick together. We get through this. We get out now or we die trying. And I won't get killed if you won't, I promise. Thomas pulled her into one last hug. Deal. I heard you better off... Never mind. Okay, now that I have nothing more to say on that, I am just going to read some quotes and where they come from, and I will also put this one in there because I really need to reach that 1 hour limit. There is some good in this world, and it's worth fighting for. J.R.R. Tolkien, The Two Towers. It is only with the heart that one can see rightly what is essential. What is essential is invisible to the eye. Anton de Saint-Exupéry, The Little Prince. I am no bird, and no net ensnares me. I am a free human human being with an independent will, which I now exert to leave you. Charlotte Bronte, Jane Eyre. It was the best of times. It was the worst of times. It was the age of wisdom. It was the age of foolishness. It was the epoch of belief. It was the epoch of incredulity. It was the season of light. It was the season of darkness. It was the spring of hope. It was the winter of despair. Charles Dickens, A Tale of Two Cities. Beware, for I am fearless, and therefore more, and therefore powerful. Mary Shelley, Frankenstein. But I wanted you to see what real courage is, instead of getting the idea that courage is a man with a gun in his hand. It is when you know you're licked before you begin, but you begin anyway, and you see it through no matter what. You rarely win, but sometimes you do. Harper Lee, To Kill a Mockingbird. A man, after he has brushed off the dust in the chips of his life, he will have left only the hard, clean questions. Was it good or was it evil? Have I done well or ill? John Steinbeck, East of Eden. The only way out of the labyrinth of suffering is to forgive. John Green, Looking for Alaska. This, above all, to thine own self be true, and it must follow as the night, the day. Thou canst not then be false to any man. William Shakespeare, Hamlet. Why did you do all this for me? He asked. I don't deserve it. I've never done anything for you. You have been my friend, replied Charlotte. That in itself is a tremendous thing. E.B. White, Charlotte was Webb. I took a deep breath, and I listened to the old brag of my heart. I am, I am, I am. Sylvia Plath, The Bell Jar. Love is, or it ain't. Thin love ain't love at all. Toni Morrison, Beloved. We accept the love we think we deserve. Stephen Chbosky, The Perks of Being a Wallflower. And so we be on boats against the current, borne back ceaselessly into the past. F. Scott Fitzgerald, The Great Gatsby. Generally, by the time you are real, most of your hair has been loved off, and your eyes drop out, and you get loose in all the joints and very shabby. But these things don't matter at all, because once you are real, you can't be ugly, except to the people that don't understand. Marjorie Williams, Velveteen Rabbit. Everybody asking that, what we coming to? Seems to me we don't never come to nothing. Always on the way. John Steinbeck, The Grapes of Wrath. Whatever our souls are made of, his and mine are the same. Emily Bronte, Wuthering Heights. There are years that ask questions and years that answer. Zora Neale Hurston, Their Eyes Were Watching God. I'm not afraid of storms, for I am learning how to sail my ship. Louisa May Alcott, Little Women. All happy families are alike. Each unhappy family is unhappy in its own way. Leo Tolstoy, Anna Karenina. Memories warm you up from the inside, but they also tear you apart. Haruki Murakami, Kafka on the Shore. It's nothing to die. It is dreadful not to live. Victor Hugo, Les Mis. Who controls the past, controls the future. Who controls the present, controls the past. George Orwell, 1984. Life is to be lived, not controlled, and humanity is won by continuing to play in the face of certain defeat. Ralph Ellison, Invisible Man. Last night I dreamt I went to Manderley again. Daphne du Maurier, Rebecca. It is truth universally acknowledged that a single man in possession of a good fortune must be in want of a good wife. Jane Austen, Pride and Prejudice. Tomorrow I'll think of some way to get him back. After all, tomorrow is another day. Margaret Mitchell, Gone with the Wind. Why, sometimes I believed as many as six impossible things before breakfast. Lewis Carroll, Through the Looking Glass. Don't ever tell anybody anything. If you do, you start missing everybody. J.D. Salinger, The Catcher in the Rye. It does not do to dwell on dreams and forget to live. J.K. Rowling, Harry Potter and the Sorcerer's Stone. You pierce my soul. I am half agony, half hope. Tell me not that I'm too late, that such precious feelings are gone forever. Jane Austen, Persuasion. So it goes. Kurt Vonnegut, Slaughterhouse-Five. I had the epiphany that laughter was light, light was laughter, and that this was the secret of the universe. Donna Tartt, The Goldfinch. There are some things you learn best in calm and some in the storm. Willa Cather, The Song of the Lark. When you play the Game of Thrones, you win or you die. George R. R. Martin, A Game of Thrones. The world breaks everyone, and afterward many are strong at the broken places. Ernest Hemingway, A Farewell to Arms. From that time on, the world was hers for the reading. She would never be lonely again, never miss the lack of intimate friends. Books became her friends. There was one for every mood. Betty Smith, A Tree Grows in Brooklyn. Once upon a time, there was a boy who loved a girl, and her laughter was a question he wanted to spend his whole life answering. Nicole Cross, A History of Love. Very few castaways can claim to have survived so long at sea as Mr. Patel, and none in the company of an adult Bengal tiger. Jan Martel, Life of Pi. Anyone who ever gave you confidence, you owe them a lot. Truman Capote, Breakfast at Tiffany's. Isn't it nice to think that tomorrow is a new day with no mistakes in it yet? Ellen Montgomery, Anne of Green Gables. You forget what you want to remember, and you remember what you want to forget. Cormac McCarthy, The Road. Call me Ishmael. Herman Melville, Moby Dick. It was a pleasure to burn. Ray Bradbury, Fahrenheit 451. The past is not dead. In fact, it's not even past. William Faulkner, Requiem for a Nun. He has put a knife on the things that held us together, and we have fallen apart. Chinua Achebe, Things Fall Apart. And now, cried Max, let the wild rumpus start. Maurice Sendak, Where the Wild Things Are. Memories, even your most precious ones, fade surprisingly quickly. But I don't go along with that. The memories I value most, I don't ever see them fading. Kazuo Ishiguri, Never Let Me Go. Nowadays, people know the price of everything and the value of nothing. The Picture of Dorian Gray, Oscar Wilde. The time is the longest distance between two places. Tennessee Williams, The Glass of Meandre. The voice of the sea is seductive, never ceasing, whispering, clamoring, murmuring, inviting the soul to wander in the abyss of solitude. Kate Chopin, The Awakening. We dream in our waking moments, and we walk in our sleep. Nathaniel Hawthorne, The Scarlet Letter. The place where you made your stand never mattered. It only mattered that you were there and still on your feet. Stephen King, The Stand. But soft, what light through yonder window breaks? It is east, and Juliet is the sun. William Shakespeare, Romeo and Juliet. My advice is never do tomorrow what you can do today. Procrastination is the thief of time. Charles Dickens, David Copperfield. So many things are possible, just as long as you don't know they are impossible. Norton Juster, The Phantom Tollbooth. I can't stand to think my life is going so fast and I'm not really living it. Ernest Hemingway, The Sun Also Rises. There is only one page left to write on. I will fill it with words of only one syllable. I love. I have loved and I will love. Dodie Smith, I Captured the Castle. It doesn't matter who you are or what you look like so long as somebody loves you. Roald Dahl, The Witches. The same substance composes us, the tree overhead, the stone beneath us, the bird, the beast, the star. We're all one, all moving to the same end. P.L. Travers, Mary Poppins. I wish, as well as everybody else, to be perfectly happy, But like everybody else, it must be in my own way. Jane Austen, Sense and Sensibility. Love is holy because it's like grace. Worthiness of its object is never really what matters. Marilynne Robinson, Gilead. Each time you happen to me over and all over again. Edith Wharton, Age of Innocence. Brave doesn't mean you're not scared. It means you go on even though you're scared. Angie Thomas, The Hate U Give. How easy it was to lie to strangers, to create with strangers the versions of our lives we imagined. Chimamanda Ngozi Americana. And when you want something, all the universe conspires in helping you achieve it. Paulo Coelho, The Alchemist. Life with its rules, its obligations, and its freedoms is like a sonnet. You've given the form, but you have to write the sonnet yourself. Madeline L. Engel, A Wrinkle in Time. There is always something left to love. Gabriel Garcia Marquez, 100 Years of Solitude. The answer to the ultimate question of life, the universe, and everything is 42. Douglas Adams, The Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy. All the world is a stage, and all the men and women merely players. They have their exits and their entrances, and one man in his time plays many parts. William Shakespeare, As You Like It. Stay gold, pony boy. Stay gold. S.E. Hinton, The Outsiders. Sometimes I can hear my bones straining under the weight of the lives I'm not living. Jonathan Strandfeuer, Extremely Loud and Incredibly Close. Do I love you? My God, if you were a grain of sand, mine would be the universe of the beaches. William Goldman, The Princess Bride. Time moves slowly, but passes quickly. Alice Walker, The Color Purple. You don't know about me without you have read a book by the name of Adventures of Tom Sawyer, but that ain't no matter. Love, Mark Twain, The Adventures of Huckleberry Finn. Love is the longing for the half of ourselves we have lost. Milan Kundar, The Unbearable Lightness of Being. It is our choices, Harry, that show we truly are far more than our abilities. J.K. Rowling, Harry Potter and the Chamber of Secrets. For you, 1,000 times over. Then you must teach my daughter the same lesson, how to lose your innocence but not your hope, how to laugh forever. Amy Tan, The Joy Luck Club. And may the odds be ever in your favor. Suzanne Collins, The Hunger Games. Ralph wept for the end of innocence, the darkness of man's heart, and the fall through the air of true wise friend called Piggy. William Golding, Lord of the Flies. All human wisdom is summed up in these two words, wait and hope. Alexandre Dumas, The Count of Monte Cristo. Oh, the places you'll go, you'll be on your way up, you'll be seeing great sights, you'll join the high flyers who soar to high heights. Dr. Seuss, so the places you'll go. The longer I live, the more uninformed I feel. Only the young have the explanation for everything. Isabel Allendale, The City of Beasts. Open your eyes and see what you can with them before they are closed forever. Before they close forever. Anthony Doerr, All the Light We Cannot See. If you have the guts to be yourself, other people will pay your price. John Updike, Rabbit Run. We were the people who were not papers. We lived in the blank white spaces at the edge of print. It gave us more freedom. We lived in the gaps between the stories. Margaret Atwood, The Handmaid's Tale. As Gregor Samsa awoke one morning from uneasy dreams, he found himself transformed in his bed into an transformed in his bed into an enormous insect. Franz Kafka, the metamorphosis. What does the brain matter when compared to the heart? Virginia Woolf, Ms. Dalloway. We are such stuff as dreams are made on, and our little life is rounded with a sleep. William Shakespeare, The Tempest. The creatures outside looked from pig to man, and from man to pig, and from pig to man again, but it was already impossible to say which was which. George Orwell, Animal Farm. Most men and women will grow up to love the their servitude and will never dream of revolution. Aldous Huxley, A Brave New World Revisited. There is no greater agony than bearing an untold story inside of you. Maya Angelou, I Know Why the Caged Birds Sing. As he read, I fell in love the way you fall asleep, slowly, then all at once. John Green, The Fault in Our Stars. Anything worth dying for is certainly worth living for. Joseph Heller, Catch-22. And the world is made of faith and trust and pixie dust. J.M. Barrie, Peter Pan. Get busy living or get busy dying. Stephen King, Rita Hayworth, and Shawshank Redemption. But man is not made for defeat, he says. A man can be destroyed, but not defeated. Ernest Hemingway, Old Man and the Sea. All we can know is that we know nothing, and that's the height of human wisdom. Leo Tolstoy, War and Peace. There's nothing like looking if you want to find something. You certainly usually find something if you look, but it's not always quite the something you were after. J.R.R. Tolkien, The Hobbit. Life offers up these moments of joy despite everything. Sally Rooney, Normal People. The world may be mean, but people don't have to be. Not if they refuse. Colson Whitehead, The Underground Railroad. We have made a fetish out of our misfortune, fallen in love with it. Anne Patchett, The Dutch House. Just like a murderer jumps out of nowhere in an alley, love jumped out in front of us and struck us both at once. Malika Bulgakov, The Master and Margarita. Life changes in the instant, the ordinary instant. Joan Didion, The Year of Magical Thinking. Okay, because I love him so much, we are going to do quotes from John Green. This is from Looking for Alaska. I go to seek a great perhaps. Thomas Edison's last words were, "It's very beautiful over there. I don't know where there is, but I believe it's somewhere I hope is beautiful, and I hope it's beautiful." The only way out of the labyrinth of suffering is to forgive. When I look at my room, I see a girl who loves books. You can't make me different and then leave. It always shocked me when I realized that I wasn't the only person in the world who thought and felt such strange and awful things. So I walked back to my room and collapsed on the bottom bunk, thinking that if people were rain, I was drizzle and she was a hurricane. The Abundance of Catherines, quotes from it. Books are the ultimate dumpies. Put them down and they'll wait for you forever. Pay attention to them and they'll always love you back. How do you just stop being terrified of getting left behind and ending up by yourself forever and not meaning anything to the world? You don't remember what happened. What you remember becomes what happened. Paper Town quotes. Just remember that sometimes the way you think about a person isn't the way they actually are. It's so hard to leave until you leave, and then it's the hardest goddamn thing in the world. When did we see each other face to face? Not until you saw into my cracks and I saw into yours. Before that, we were just looking at ideas of each other, like looking at your window shade, but never seeing inside. But once the vessel cracks and the light can get in, the light can get out. What a treacherous thing to believe that a person is more than a person. I'm not saying that everything is survivable, just that everything except the last thing is. It's easy to forgive how full the world is of people, full to bursting and each of them imaginably and constantly misimagined. A Fault in Our Stars. Sometimes you read a book and it fills you with this weird evangelical zeal, and you become convinced that the shattered world will never be put back together unless and until all living humans read the book. You don't get to choose if you'll get hurt in this world, but you do have some say in who hurts you. I like my choices. This world is not a wish-granting factory. It's a metaphor, see? You put the killing thing right between your teeth, but you don't give it the power to do its killing. Some infinities are bigger than other infinities. Oh, I wouldn't mind, Hazel Grace. It would be a privilege to have my heart broken by you. Turtles all the way down. Your now is not your forever. I was beginning to learn that your life is a story told about you, not one that you tell. True terror isn't being scared. It's not having a choice in the matter. Okay, now I'm just going to be doing, like, random John Green quotes I found. And I will be linking all of the lists and stuff that I found online. The world may be broken, but hope is not crazy. Your now is not your forever. I don't know a perfect person. I only know flawed people who are still worth loving. How do you measure success? What did I learn? And who did it help? Now, this is a poet. I don't know who it is. I'm not saying you will find the meaning of life in other people. I'm saying that other people are the life to which you provide the meaning. Oh, Neil Hilborn. In the short term, it will not be okay. And in the ultimate long term, it will not be okay. But in some middle term, everything will be okay. This too shall pass. It was a beautiful day, only savable sentence. There is only hope, and when I feel like there isn't hope, my brain is lying to me. It always seems that how you feel now is how you'll feel forever, but that's a lie. Your brain is telling you. I've never seen any evidence that anything in the universe is permanent. So you have to fight that catastrophizing feeling that things will never be better. I know it's hard. I am up against it right now, but there are better times ahead, always. Hope is the rational response to consciousness. I know you'll say it's a little thing, but little things matter. Look, maybe the meaning in life is constructed by us instead of derived by, from some objective truth, but that shouldn't make meaning not real. Okay, so you should always be suspicious of people who use metaphor to approach question instead of meaning. However, imagine you're walking through the forest one night and you come to a clearing and you find an internal fire. It's the perfectly sized fire, and it doesn't need anything from you, and you don't have any, and you don't have to put wood in it. It just burns and burns. And you could spend your whole life sitting by its light and being warmed by it and so on. I think that's an awesome fire, and if you find one, you should be grateful. But imagine that you don't. Imagine on your travels that you never come across an internal fire. In that case, you have to build a fire and then find fuel to keep it going. And sometimes it will go out and you've got to start a new fire. Now, in some ways, that's worse. But in some ways, it's better. Because unlike the eternal fire, you understand how and why it works. The point being, I would argue that light and heat from both fires are equally real. I really do believe, as one of my core, like really my only core belief, the only thing that I'm sure of is that hope is true and that hope is the only way to approach consciousness and life and everything else. Okay, moving on to Louisa May Alcott's Little Women. Be worthy of love, and love will come. Watch and pray, dear. Never get tired of trying, and never think it's impossible to conquer your fault. Miss March. Led by her mother's hand, she had drawn near to the friend who always welcomes every child with a love stronger than that of any father, tenderer than that of any mother. I am not ambitious for a splendid fortune, but I know by experience how much genuine happiness can be had in a plain little house where the daily bread is earned and some privations give sweetness to a few pleasures. I am content to see Meg begin humbly, for if I am not mistaken, she'll be rich in the possessions of a good man's heart, and that's better than a fortune. Be comforted, dear soul. There's always light behind the clouds. Oh, my girls, however long you may live, I can never wish you a greater happiness than this. Love is a great beautifier. I have a better friend, even that, than father, to comfort and sustain me. My child, the troubles and temptations of your life are beginning and may be many, but you can overcome and outlive them all if you learn to feel the strength and tenderness of your heavenly father as you do that of your earthly one. The more you love and trust him, the nearer you will feel to him, and the less you will depend on human power and wisdom. His love and care never tire or change, can never be taken from you, but may become the source of lifelong peace, happiness, and strength. Believe this heartedly and go to God with all your little cares and hopes and sins and sorrows as freely and confidingly as you come to your mother. There are many Beths in the world. Shy and quiet, sitting in corners till needed, and living for others so cheerfully that no one sees the sacrifices till the little cricket on the hearth stops chirping and the sweet sunshiny presence vanishes, leaving behind silence and shadow. I never wanted to go away, and the hard part now is leaving you all. I'm not afraid, but it seems as if I should be homesick for you, even in heaven. When you feel discontented, think of all your blessings and be grateful. Beauty, youth, good fortune, even love cannot keep care and pain, loss and sorrow from each the most blessed for. Into each life, some rain must fall, some days must be dark and sad and dreary. I don't like to doze by the fire. I like adventures, and I'm going to find some. If he's old enough to ask the questions, he is old enough to receive true answers. I am not putting the thoughts into his head, but helping him unfold those already there. These children are wiser than we are. Joe had learned that hearts, like flowers, cannot be rudely handled and must be opened naturally. I'd rather take coffee than compliments just now. Love casts out fear, and gratitude can conquer pride. For with eyes made clear by many tears and a heart softened by the tenderness sorrow, she recognized the beauty of her sister's life, uneventful, unambitious, yet the genuine virtues which smell sweet and the blossom in the dust, the self-forgetfulness that makes the humblest on earth remembered soonest in heaven, the true success which is possible at all. I am angry nearly every day of my life. The sincere wish to be good is half the battle. Don't try to make me grow up before my time, Meg. Money is a needful and precious thing, and when well used, a noble thing. But I never want you to think it is the first or only prize to strive for. I'd rather see you poor men's wives if you were happy, beloved, contented, than queens on thrones, without self-respect and peace. You are the gull, Joe, strong and wild, fond of the storm and the wind, flying far out to sea, and happy all alone. I am lonely sometimes, but I dare say it's good for me. I'm not afraid of storms, for I'm learning how to sail my ship. I've got the keys to my castle in the air, but whether I can unlock the door remains to be seen. I do think that families are the most beautiful things in all the world. Let us be elegant or die. Have regular hours for work and play. Make each day both useful and pleasant, and prove that you understand the worth of time by employing it well. Then youth will bring few regrets, and life will become a beautiful success. Because they are mean is no such reason why I should be. I hate such things, and though I think I've a right to be hurt, I don't intend to show it. You don't need scores of suitors. You only need one, if he's the right one. I like good, strong words that mean something. Don't mind me. I'm happy as a cricket here. If I didn't care about doing right and didn't feel uncomfortable doing wrong, I should get on the humblest tasks get beautified if loving hands do them. Joe's eyes sparkled, for it always pleasant to be believed in, and a friend's praise is always sweeter than a dozen newspaper puffs.